As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
What's up? You're tuned in to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And that track we opened with was the song 'Cause I'm a Man, and that was a remix slash cover by the band Haim. And it, the song's originally by Kevin Parker, who is Tame Impala, off of his most recent album, Currents. Very exciting to be able to play that because the ladies in Haim produced and did the singing on that cover, so it is classified as Femcon, which is cool. The original track is also excellent.
And on this show, the reason that it's called Femme Concept is because we play 100% female content. And so what that means is that two of four categories have to be fulfilled in order for something to be deemed Femcon. Sorry, not our show, Femme Concept. The music has to be performed by a self-identified female, the lyrics written by a self-identified female, a self-identified female performs in the band, or the music is composed by a self-identified female. So that is what FemCon is, and that is what we focus on in our show, mm-hmm. on our show, inside of our show, and outside on our show.
And in our lives.
And in our lives. And that is what we play, and that is what we do, and that is what we focus on, because we find it to be extremely important to increase the representation of women in many platforms, including media, and furthermore, music. So, yeah. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Today is Friday, as per usual. We're gonna play some, you know, music and stuff. Seems a little bit more geared toward electronic today, but also totally there's a lot of random stuff as well, because we like to keep everybody on their toes.
Always.
Cool. Eleanor, any contributive leads to what we're gonna do on the show today?
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of stuff from different places. It's fun to find music on the internet, but it's weird how sometimes I find that once you find one genre of music, that's like all you keep finding, and then you're like, oh, I want something different. Like, It's nice, but also, I guess I'm saying that because a lot of what I feel like when I was looking for music for this week, I was finding so much electronic, which was cool, but then you're like, what? Why is this happening?
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about having two hosts, because then I'm like, oh,
on a different
actually, how about some Japanese jazz funk from the 1980s? And it's like, cool. Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, that's alluding to later on in the show. So if you stay tuned in, you can get a little taste of that stuff. Cool. All right. So we're going to proceed. What are we going to proceed with there, Els?
We're going to play something that is on Weird Canada this week, an artist named Juliana Lachance, maybe?
Probably Lachance.
The album is called Get High, self-released out of Hamilton, Ontario, and we're going to listen to a track called Euphoria.
I need some of that euphoria on a Friday. Thank you. Hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're chilling and playing some music and doing some FemCon type stuff today, as per every Friday from 1 until 2. The song you just heard was called Destroyer by Vancouver's own Morning Coup. Also, she was featured on the July-August double issue of Discorder, which is our magazine out of CITR. And this is off her album Baby Blue, which came out today via No Sun Recordings. And it's streamable as well as purchasable, I'm sure, somewhere, but streamable at the moment on Exclaim. And she actually did a live session yesterday on the premises in the performance area outside of the studio, and it was really great. And yeah, she's got a good vibe going, and yeah, we were more than happy to have her, so that was great. And then the song before that was Euphoria by Juliana Lachance from Hamilton, Ontario, and it was from her album Get High. Good little name for an album, hey?
Not bad.
Do you feel a little innuendos there, eh?
Yep.
But yeah, so yeah, we're going to kind of change gears maybe, or get a little bit more hype.
A little more hype.
Cool.
We're going to play something. We were going to have some guests on our show today, but it didn't end up working out. But they are playing a show tonight, and we're going to play some stuff by them. It's the recording artist Minimal Violence, and they are, or they just, today actually, I think, they released their new album on Genero, however you want to say it.
Genero Sound.
The sound electronic music sound label based out of Vancouver, run by Soledad Munoz, and it's an all-female recording label, and it's really, yeah, it's a great album, and they're having a release show tonight at Skylight Gallery. Should be really, really cool. So are we going to hear from them first or somebody else?
We can hear from them first for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that Minimal Violence posted 3 hours ago. So
Let's just take a gamble
and just say, why the heck not? Am I right?
The album is called Heavy Slave.
And the song is called St. Paul's Bay.
Enjoy.
Yo, yo.
We're back.
Woo. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory of the University of British Columbia. Excuse me. I had to burp. Sorry. I don't know if that mic picked that up.
You should have said this is and burped. That would have been really classic.
Dang. Super classy. Super classic and classy. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. So that song you just heard was called Rain Down by a musician from Australia called Banoffee, B-A-N-O-F-F-E-E. And she had a bit of she released this album about a year ago. I don't know too much about her, but I stumbled around the internet universe and this is what came up. So that's what we played. And then before that was Empress Of, and the song was called Water Water, which is a single. And I think she has a forthcoming album. She'll be in Vancouver at the end of September. And then before that, we played St. Paul's Bay by Minimal Violence off of their album Heavy Slave, which came out today on Gennaro Sound. So, woo! Yeah. Eleanor's nodding her head. You can't see it because we're on the radio, so that's why I had to tell you.
Thanks. Thanks for the help there.
Okay, we're kind of keeping it mellow today in terms of, you know, not too much banter. I was reading actually about something earlier that I'll bring up. Now, right when I say we have no banter, I have banter. Well,
what
I don't have banter. I was reading about there is this jail that's downtown in the downtown east side near Gore and Powell. It used to be a jail and it was closed down in 2002 and it was holding people before they were going to be, it's called a detention facility. And now it's being converted to low-income housing. So the rent ranges from $375 to $850. There's like a commons block area. So they just converted this whole jail into a low-income housing block, which is pretty cool. And there's quite a few suites. It's interesting, important to remain critical of that, because, I mean, how many other giant buildings or pieces of land or lots are just chilling right now in the downtown east side that are being used for specialty boutiques, etc., even though I'm into those sort of things. This is really cool, but I couldn't help but remain critical of what it is. And even if like $375 a month, I just wonder if that is actually feasible for a lot of people. And it's quite customized to particular groups of people as well. So like, for example, women who are transitioning out of emergency housing, facility is for. It's really nice. They have pictures online too, actually, of the insides of the suites.
Do they range in sizes that way? Some of them are like 800?
I think so. I think it's size and like window, like where it's looking. Because in the gas town, like you are looking at the ocean, right? In some circumstances. So I imagine that the value is gauged on that as well.
But 800 is expensive.
I know. It's weird. And then it's like for people who also are making between $26,000 to $40,000, which is still considered low income, but like some people, what about the people that have no income at all, even remotely that, like under 10,000, like poverty level.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just things like that. Like, it's really cool. I saw it and I was like, this is rad. Like, that's awesome that they converted a jail to a housing spot. But I just don't know how what that means. But anyway, nonetheless, it's nice to hear when things are being converted into something awesome. So I digress with that. A little social justice spew on the old Femme Concept show. I'm going to play a song called Nightbox by Fake Tears. It's a Vancouver duo, and they just released their album called Night Shifting today as well via Mint Records. So just music blasting out all over the place today. So
They're having a listening party in the projection room at the Fox Cabaret tonight, and then I believe their release party is at the Lido. Might be this Saturday, but it might be next week too. I can't remember right now, but if you go on the internet, it will tell you. So
bless the internet.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, well, enjoy this tune.
Thank you.
What's Up. That was the song Beef Jerky by Chibo Matto. You are listening to Femme Concept. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
Such a groovy jam.
Mm-hmm.
That was very, very nice.
I wonder why it's called Beef Jerky. And I also was trying to listen to the lyrics at the end there, and I was like, I don't know if the song, what the song is saying. That might be good to know what songs are saying before playing them,
possibly.
Perhaps.
Is it, was it in English?
Yeah. I just didn't know. They're a New York-based duo, right. Japanese duo. Yeah, and before that, we played Yasuko Agawa, and the song was called LA Nights, and it's like her, she, this came out in 1988, and she's kind of like a little jazzy, funky crooner from then, and she doesn't have that many releases, at least I can't find that much. So on the other side of this record that she made in the 80s, there's a song called New York Afternoon, which is also really rad. But yeah, no, I don't know too much about her. She seems kind of in the distance somewhere. But anyway, and then before that, we played Fake Tears, and the song was called Nightbox off of their forthcoming, oh, just kidding, it came out today, Night Shifting, which came out today.
Yeah, I guess so. We've moved into this thing where Fridays are the release day now for things, yeah, right?
Yeah, because there's like the party that night, and everybody's like, woo!
Yeah.
If they want to be.
So that's the only day... See, I don't know how I feel about it. It seems weird to me. It feels,
I think,
like
it's kind of nice, though. Like, if an album comes out on, like, a Tuesday, like, I'm not...
Club's not going up on a
no,
Tuesday?
No, not my club. I'm working the next day. But sometimes I'll go out. But, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, woo!
I guess
like,
I just...
You kind of work
to
toward
like,
working for the weekend, you know?
I guess so. But then it just kind of also has this potential to amass it all into one day.
Yeah,
and
I guess so.
If you make something and you put all your time into it and you want to release it on a certain day, like, who's to say that you can't do that? I mean, maybe you still can, but it's just, like, not... I don't really know the terms of this, but it's, like, what if you want to put it out on a Sunday? You should be able to do that. It's yours.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
But
maybe people don't sit on their computers because they're, like... Or whatever, because it seems like that's the way... Like, you kind of have to follow, I think, like, social media...
Yeah.
Rhythms.
At this point in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think, like, people are doing stuff often or, like... Or having a total day off. Maybe they are, and they're like, I don't know. I feel like there's just an element of vibes to the end of the week versus the beginning or like whatever. But anyway, that's all up for scientific discussion.
We are super experts on this, as you can probably tell.
I'm actually an expert on
all things. I go to School of the Internet.
Yeah, School of the Internet.
Getting my PhD
in knowledge. Encyclopedia, internet encyclopedia. Okay, I digress. Okay, so you should totally stay tuned into CITR Radio because Radio Zero is coming up right after us until 3:30, and then Nardwar the Human Serviette. Why would you tune out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is a mystery because sometimes it's the news, and I don't think it is the news right now. So I think it's going to be just some, you know. Good old...
you know it's going to be our number one DJ, DJ Sam.
DJ Sam
really
in the
good.
House today! Woo! Okay, so we're going to leave with a few songs. I'm going to just give a bit... We don't normally do this, but I'm going to give a bit of a list and tell the world what they are right now because we timed our show weird, but we didn't time it when we don't normally time our shows. This is not that exciting. I'm going to stop talking about boring stuff. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is called 50-50 Clown by Cocteau Twins. And this is from quite a while ago. And actually, I'm playing it because Morning Coo was here yesterday and she had a list of music. And I totally stole this so from her list. So we're going to play that. And then right after that, we're going to play a song called Bloom by a musician from L.A. called Pouty from her little album. I'm not really sure. Is Take Me to Honey Island, and on Bandcamp, if you want to purchase it, it costs $420.69. That is hilarious. Oh my god, this is great. So if you want to buy three songs, $420.69 right there. All right. Okay, well, I hope everybody has a good weekend, that you're safe and good, and that the sun is shining, and that you get work done and all those great things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta.